Joined here by the head coach up at Mercer for the Lady Cardinal basketball program and Dan Owens. Two conference games both on the road and two victories last week. That has Mercer sitting at 14-2. No surprise here. They're the two seed behind Meadville in the Meadville tournament this week. Mercer will play in the early game tomorrow at 4:30 against the Northwestern Lady Eagles. That will be the first of four games to be played on a quarterfinal Tuesday from Meadville High School. Coach, congrats on the win last week.
Thanks a lot.
Looks like both games really, you won convincingly, but they weren't blowouts. You got challenged pretty good by both Gilman City and by Grundy.
Well, definitely. Both of them are, some of the top teams in our league. And when you play each other enough over the course of time, you become very familiar with each other, and that's kind of the case. So pretty much every game that we're going to play in the conference the rest of the way is going to be very much closer and things like that than they were earlier in the year, simply because of everybody's getting better and knowing their opponents better.
Were you able to control Ava Langfitt pretty good last Tuesday, Coach, or did she play pretty well for Gilman City?
Well, she's a good player, that's for sure. We were fortunately she got into some early foul trouble, didn't play a whole lot in the first quarter, and overall, she had 14 of their 35, so I don't know if that's controlling her or not, but I thought we did a good job on her, and she's just going to get her points, and fortunately we were able to get her in a little bit of foul trouble and offensively hit take care of things a little bit on that end.
So you just kind of mentioned that you get into conference play where teams know each other, and it just it makes it more difficult to score. And yeah, it was 51-35 against Gilman, lower scoring than that, 40-25 down at Galt on Friday night against Grundy. What was a lot of that just lower scoring ball games? Just the fact that the teams know each other so well that you're able to throw defensive stuff that kind of slows down an offense?
Well, quite possibly. We're not real dynamic on offense, for the most part anyway. And, I know Gilman City came out in the triangle in two, and in that game, Emma Shipley, who was one of the girls that they didn't have their 2-1. She had one of her better games, and I got to the free throw line quite a bit, hit some threes in both nights against Gilman and Grundy, and she had a very good week for us. She's probably our leading scorer, or second leading scorer on the week, and that's definitely going to be key for us if we can get a third scorer in there to go along with Maddie Fisher and Rainey Michael.
Yeah, you're used to the trip to Meadville. You've been a long-time participant in the Meadville tournament, and I don't think this is the first time that you've played in the 4:30 game, but that is a little bit different for the girls because of how early they have to get on the bus down to Meadville, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a little over an hour for us, so it's nice to get those early games early in the week so you can get home and get some rest and things like that. But, we've got a tough Northwestern team in the first round, and then maybe a familiar opponent in the second round with Linn County on either side there. So it's going to be a tough week. We played Linn County and it was close early in the year, and the tournament 1-4, and I'm not sure I don't know too much about the 5, but I know 1-4 is all very good.
Meadville's kind of the 1,000-pound gorilla on the other side of the bracket in this one, aren't they, with the way they're playing this year?
They're from everything I've heard is they're very, very dynamic, and I know with the kids they have coming back and the kids that they added this year, they're really clicking, and they're going to be a handful for anybody.
With your team just as a whole, Coach, we can really break down the Gilman City performance and the Grundy performance, but just getting away from the games and just kind of giving me your opinion on where the girls are. Going into the Meadville tournament, what are the things that you're really concentrating on to try to improve upon this week?
Well, we've got to become better rebounders. We're kind of hit and miss at that end, and the other teams are getting way too many offensive rebounds. I think if you saw the South Harrison tournament, that was evident in that final game for sure. And it's something that's kind of been a problem all year long. We're not real big, and so we're going to have to do all the little things to get rebounds. And sometimes we just think that we're going to be able to just have it come to us, and that doesn't happen most nights, and especially against good teams. So. That's probably our main weakness right now.
Yeah, I know you've seen it all the time, and I see it all the time. There's a difference between kind of getting between somebody in the basket, and there's also a difference between getting between somebody in the basket and then trying to push them back. There's a difference between the two, isn't there?
Well, there is, and that's a lot of our problems. Sometimes we're, like you say, in position, but the ball goes over our head simply because we're not able to keep the other girls out, and they push us under the basket and get the rebounds that way. So There's a lot of little things that we need to work on with rebounding specifically, and time's running out. We've been working on it in practice, and I'm not sure it's getting better. So it's one of those things where we just have to continue to work to improve on that.
I know it's still a month away, pretty much, but I was doing a little bit of kind of looking at who's playing where and where districts are, and you got to be excited to have a district tournament at your place this year in about a month, Coach.
Well, it is. It is exciting. We haven't been able to have one for several years until last year, and they kind of put us in the middle of a district. Usually we're the farthest east team when we're west, and we're the farthest west team when we go east, but they kind of split things up the last couple of years and put us in the middle, so we've been able to host, and that's been very nice.
Yeah, are you in the northwest quadrant or the northeast quadrant this year? Are you heading northwest?
We're
some success?
Northwest.
Gotcha. Coach, best of luck with the Meadville Invitational this week. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot.